This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1345. Making Your Feet Function Better. Neurology, Mobility, and Awareness. By Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Saturday and happy first day of May. I hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs and provide my commentary at the end. And don't forget, we have a bunch of shows doing just that. Just search for Optimal Living Daily in your podcast app to find them. And with that, let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Making Your Feet Function Better. Neurology, Mobility, and Awareness by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. You're not stuck with what you've got. I received a lot of emails after the last few posts about feet, pain science, and neural control, as folks began realizing that there is still so much potential ground to be gained when it comes to how their body moves, feels, and performs. A lot of light bulbs got switched on as folks realized that your body can be changed and made better, whether you're 70 years old or your foot has quote-unquote never done that, or even if insert limiting hurdle here. Today, I'm sharing one reader's email who asked a very common question. He watched my video and realized he couldn't make his own foot do both of the drills I shared. These drills are one important part of the process for regaining foot health, improving foot and ankle mobility, and avoiding overuse injuries that are common, but entirely avoidable. Oh, and one more thing. My advice to the reader carries over to both drills I showed in the video. So whether you struggle lifting your big toe or you struggle with lifting your other toes, the advice is the same. Here's the reader, Brent's, email. Quote, "Hey Kate, I recently came across your blog and really like your discussion topics as they are really intriguing. I was trying one of your neurology drills to improve, specifically the one with the toes. I can do it easily when lifting my toes and keeping the big toe planted. But when I try it the other way, with raising my big toe, this seems to be impossible for me. What tips or advice do you have to accomplish this challenge? Let me know your thoughts. Thank you, Brent." End quote. Here was my reply. "Hey Brent, thanks for reaching out. The foot is meant to have practically as much dexterity as the hand. Not quite as much, of course, since our hands do so much. But consider this. You have 33 joints in your foot and ankle, and over 100 muscles. The human foot wouldn't contain that much ability to move if it wasn't meant to move. One common cause of foot dysfunction is years of wearing constrictive shoes. This often starts as soon as a child can walk. A parent is putting the kiddo in shoes that constrict the foot. Most standard shoes today are constrictive in nature, even many of the more quote-unquote natural shoes. If they aren't squishing your toes into a more narrow position, they are definitely keeping you from feeling the fine details of how your feet relate to the ground below you. This is not a hippie pitch for never wearing shoes again, but it is a blatant request for you to consider all of your shoes and what they are doing to your feet, and then consider when you could avoid wearing shoes, as well as how you can improve the type of shoe you wear when you need to wear them. There's a whole conversation happening about footwear and feet, but that's not the rabbit hole we're diving down today. Moving on. Another part of the problem is that most folks do nothing about their feet at all. So the only stimulus coming into the body is foot. You can chill out. Don't worry about getting that bunion and those hammer toes developing. None of these other foot muscles are being used much anyways. When you're shoeless, you can not only articulate your foot better, but you can feel yourself articulate your foot better to connect to the ground below you. You can squeeze your foot around a narrow, unstable surface if you need to. You can flex your toes straight into the floor to brace yourself against a sudden, surprising movement, like a toddler squirming about in your arms, or a sudden near miss with the 10 grocery bags you're carrying into your house. Practicing drills like the ones I show in the video and all of the drills in the strong feet pillar of the unbreakable body assist you in becoming more cognitively aware of what your foot is doing at any given time. Practicing in a conscious, controlled environment, like during your workout time, is necessary in order to function well in an unconscious, uncontrolled environment, like real life. In the drills video, you're retraining your brain to be able to move your foot in the ways that the muscles within the foot are capable of moving, but likely have not done so in decades. This is why it's hard. You don't have great neural control in that part of your body yet. You haven't run those neural pathways in a long time. So of course, they're not sending a clear signal from the brain to the foot muscles. If an ideal path from your brain to your muscles looks and acts like a superhighway, your current path might be a barely visible trail grown over with weeds. Remember, it's too energy expensive for your body to keep every neural pathway you've ever made strong, vibrant, and full of well-paved road with no speed limit. So it only keeps what you're using on a regular basis. The rule is still use it or lose it. Here's one fix you can use to help you overcome the initial "it's impossible for me" hurdle you're sensing. When clients really struggle, I'll have them place their hand down over the toes that aren't the big toe so they can't lift them when they lift the big toe. Then I'll have them notice just how hard they are attempting to flex those other toes while they do the big toe lift. The focus here is to intentionally put your mind into the area of those other toes and see if you can tell them to relax while simultaneously telling your brain, "I want to lift that big toe." Give that a try and let me know how it turns out. You just listened to the post titled, "Making Your Feet Function Better: Neurology, Mobility, and Awareness" by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If we listened carefully to today's author, Kate, and her deeper message, we would find that she was actually discussing something that transcends just the health of our feet. We can use this same advice to become more in tune with the rest of our body as well. We can retrain the brain to become more familiar with other movements. For example, we can retrain the brain to have better balance as we age. Remember when Kate said that if we don't use it, we lose it? Well, it's absolutely true when it comes to balance, especially. Here's an example. I've actually mentioned this exercise before. If you want to achieve better balance, which again, is something that we lose as we get older, try this. Stand with your feet together, and with your right hand, hold on to a stable object, like the frame of a door. Then, while holding firmly onto that very stable object, close your eyes. Are you wobbling? If so, stop the exercise. For the next couple of weeks, just practice closing your eyes while holding on to something stable to begin retraining your brain and improving your balance. Once you can close your eyes and not feel like you're going to fall over, you're ready to try this next movement. Get into the same position, standing, feet together, and holding on to a very stable object with your right hand. Now, close your eyes again, and then take a half step forward with just your left foot. You're not in a lunge position. You just move your left foot slightly ahead of your right. That's it. Did you wobble that time? If you're not used to performing balancing exercises, I'm willing to bet you wobbled and were probably grateful that I made you hold on to the door frame. But with practice, you can retrain your brain and improve on your ability to maintain your balance. Eventually, with regular practice, you may be able to step forward with your eyes closed without holding on to anything. These are the ways we can, as Kate said, improve our functioning through neurology, mobility, and awareness. All right, that'll do it from me for today. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.